this is a cautionary tale, not so much about bikes, more about social media. I was out riding in Australia in the bush. We were going through all this sort of off-roady type stuff, and I smashed into a tree and broke one of the bones in the back of my hand. Instead of going to the doctor and getting it x-rayed, I photographed it, put it on Twitter, and went, "Do you reckon that's broken?"
Diagnosis through Twitter.
Exactly. And people said...
Did it work, by the way?
It worked in a sense.
Because most people on Twitter do have medical qualifications, don't they?
Yeah, but the trouble is, though, you say to someone, "Oh, you reckon that's broken?" They go, "Can you move your fingers?" Someone else has just sneaked in there. Not so much as a hello.
It's their loo paper.
Shocking behaviour. And hello. I acknowledge. And then loads of people sent me stuff back on, "Can you move your fingers?" "Yeah, that's not broken then." Turns out it was quite badly broken.
Even though you could move your fingers?
I could move my fingers.
I thought that was the acid test.
But that's the thing, isn't it? You go, "Oh, can you move your fingers?"
If you've got a broken finger, you probably won't be able to move it, but that wasn't what was broken, was it? It was your hand.
Well, it was, it was the metacarpal.
Metacarpal?
Yeah. Right. Spiral fracture of the metacarpal. Yeah. Yeah, lots of people guessed what I'd done. But they couldn't confirm.
So when did you finally give up on the Twitter idea and actually seek proper medical attention?
Well, when I went out riding again, and I was riding over some rocks, and my hand sort of swelled up to twice its size, and I went,
that's a bad sign.
And it was an Aussie doctor, and I won't use the actual language that he used, but he said, "You're a bleep idiot." An actual medical doctor. He went, "Mike, you're a idiot." Yeah. Which I like. I think that was
beautiful. Yeah.
Not going to see him sooner or for tweeting it?
Well, for a myriad of...
He actually said this before he'd even seen the hand.
He just literally saw me walking through.
Here's one.
Yeah. He saw me in the car, but he shouted it out of a window. No need for that.
You're an idiot. No, you've done a lot of these... You've done a lot of long-distance charity riding too, haven't you? You do a lot of stuff for... Riders for Health. Is it always Riders for Health that you like to do stuff for?
Yeah, Riders for Health. If you don't know, they're basically what I've been doing on this tour is we've been selling signed posters and stuff, and we've been doing a collection for them. They're a charity. They provide motorcycles for health workers in Africa.
Yeah.
So that normally a health worker can, on foot can reach, a handful of people, give them a motorcycle, show them how to ride it, and they can go on.
Because they train them up too to ride them, don't they?
Yeah.
Well.
Training, give them all the safety equipment.
I'd like to point out this one that you don't do the training of the riders,
no,
do you?
No.
So Ross trains medic in Africa. Yeah. What you do, if you come off, take a photo of it, and put it on Twitter.
We're spending all our money on iPhones. Should be going on medication. But you can look them up. It's riders.org is the website, and it's a, because a lot of these charities, you give the money and then it's kind of, you're not sure where it's going, and whereas with riders, it's literally there's the bike, there's the gear, this is how you ride it, and it's directly helping.
They've done dozens of these now, haven't they? They're all across.
All across Africa, yeah, and to the point where the systems become so popular with the local governments and stuff, they actually take over and become the, become the ambulance service, and it grows and takes on its. So instead of something that's just you constantly chucking money at, it just kind of takes on a life of its own. So
top work.
It's a very good thing.
Riders for
Check
Health.
It out.
Riders.org.